All right. That's enough. Hey guys, welcome to a brand new episode of The Quartet. I'm Muyiwa, your host. For those who don't know, The Quartet is all about love, sex, and reality. It is where we share ideas and opinions on your love life, your sex life, and reality. So it doesn't matter where you're listening from, whether it's your office, your gym, on your way to work. I hope your day is going good. I hope you're having a nice day. Thanks for stopping by. Thanks for coming here to listen. Moving on to what this episode is about, guys. I fetched a list of frequently asked questions right from Google. So what I'm going to do on this episode is we are going to read these questions out loud to you guys, and we are going to answer them based on personal opinion and knowledge, our personal knowledge. So when I say we, you're probably wondering what I mean by that, because I'm usually the only one, you know, the only host. But it's different on this episode because I have a friend of mine right here, actually my best friend. She goes by the name Tomi, aka Tomero. She is also the one who was singing right at the beginning of this episode, in case you were wondering. So I'll just leave her to introduce herself.
Hello guys, my name is Tomi and I'm going to be co-hosting today. I hope you guys have a good time.
So guys, that was Tomi, and she can be quite unserious, I know, but you guys just have to manage to the end of this episode because we are stuck together right now. Now getting down to the actual reason we are here, we are going to start by reading the questions, which is basically what all we are going to do on this episode. So moving on to the first question, but right before we ask that first question, I know it's quite obvious, but tell me, what do you think is the reason for people to actually go to Google to search these questions rather than ask someone or something?
Well, I think it's because people are curious, and it's easier to go through your phone than to ask an actual human being. That it's just weird. You just weird asking a human being.
All right. So personally, I think it's because people are usually closed off when it comes to, you know, topics like sex and love, especially in this country we live in, you know.
Exactly.
We have this conservative minded people, like there's this conservative mentality that we've been trained or raised to have. So like, we are usually scared to actually open up, or most people, maybe not everyone, but most people are usually scared to open up on their, you know, on questions they have about sex or love. Most people are even scared to talk about sex or embarrassed. So people would rather go to Google. And I'm quite sure it's the younger ones, I mean the ones who don't have that knowledge yet, you know, the ones who are still growing up, they have a whole lot of questions, but they can't go to their parents, they can't go to their elder siblings, because you know the way African parents are, they don't want to hear you talk about sex, they don't want to hear you talk about love, they just feel you're too young, and you know what I mean now, Tomi.
Yeah, I know what you mean, Jerry.
For example, I'm pretty sure that Tomi has never asked her mom or maybe her dad about anything pertaining to sex. Like, I'm very sure, I know Tomi's mom personally, I know her parents personally, in fact everyone in her family, and I'm very very sure that, am I lying to me?
Yeah.
So like, why, like, mom says she'll be the closest person to you, like she should be someone that you can actually talk to and ask questions, but it's not that way. And
that's
it's so not because
easy,
it's not because mom sees mean or anything, it's just, you know,
the
past generation
in our mind,
yeah,
concerning that topic.
Yeah, that topic, it's like this sensitive, yeah, they are usually oversensitive about it, so like
it's something you're not supposed to talk about.
Yeah, like it's just awkward. I can't even imagine, maybe when I was younger, a younger me going to my mom and asking anything pertaining to sex or love, like that's what she's going to ask. So like, they believe at some certain age you shouldn't know about
even
love
when you are
or sex.
Older, they still don't talk about it.
They still there's this awkward feeling that comes with it because I don't know what to say about it right now, but it just doesn't happen, and I'm sure you all agree with that.
It's not all African homes anyways.
Yeah,
it's just most.
It's most, mine included, and Tomi is included.
Definitely.
So, on to the first question, which asks, am I too young to fall in love? What age is appropriate to fall in love? Tomi, what do you think about
this?
I can immediately tell that whoever asked this question
is very young.
like a child, right? Maybe a teenager that is just, you know, playing around, right? Yeah, and exploring
feeling.
Yeah, sure, you understand. But the answer I will give to this is I don't think there's an appropriate age to fall in love. Like there should be a specific age to fall in love. I mean, as long as you know you can tell right from what's wrong, hold enough to make decisions by yourself, I think you're good to go. I think you're old enough to fall in love then. But if you're still confused about some things and you're not sure, then maybe you should just chill till you're a little bit older and a little bit mature. Or probably
sure.
Just ask your, if you're a teenager, you could just ask your parents about it. And see how that works out for you.
Limau.
Oh, <more. laughs> All right, so I'll just read number two now. This one says, can fingering or a hand job lead to pregnancy or STD? I'll let Tomi answer this one. Since she's a nurse,
this question is quite tricky.
So personally for me, I actually think this question is a yes and no. No, because it's self-explanatory. My finger is not a penis, so I definitely can't get you pregnant with my fingers, right? But let's say in a case whereby a lady gives her partner a hand job, yeah, or head maybe, and the dude ejaculates, and now she has some residue of ejaculate on her fingers, and then she touches herself, yeah, or she fingers herself, then she can get those sperm cells into her vagina and get herself pregnant, okay, and she can actually get STDs that way. So it's something that can happen. It can actually happen by accident. So,
but the chances are very low.
Yeah, they are very low, except you are really careless, like really, really careless. But that could happen. That could definitely happen. It's just really rare. So I feel like that question has been killed already. So we'll just move on to the next one. So Tomi, read the next question, please.
All right. Can guys be raped too? Definitely. Of course. Yes. Most of them just don't come out to speak about it.
Yeah,
they are usually conservative about that topic of being raped because people expect them to be the ones that enjoy sex, right?
Yeah, like you're the guy man now. How could you be raped? Imagine me coming out to tell somebody that somebody raped me. How? She what? Like no. Guys can actually be raped too, yes. And there are actually lots of guys out there that have been raped, but they can't say nothing about it because you know the way society has made guys now, like,
you're supposed to man up.
Yeah, you're supposed to man up about everything. And for guys, it's a shame, like a very rape generally is a shameful thing, right, to speak about, right? But for guys, no, like I don't think any guy would ever come out to say he has been raped.
And the stigma around guys talking about being raped is, we all can decide to do better anyways.
Yeah, right, yeah. So, the answer to that question is yes, guys can be raped too.
Most definitely.
So, moving on to the next question. This one says, can someone tell if I'm a virgin or not?
No, unless you tell them. They can only
this
guess.
This question is funny. Yeah, they can only guess because there's no scientifically proven way of telling if someone is a virgin, whether guy or girl.
Even the so-called virginity tests, it's all scam. I beg.
It's all scam. You can hear from the nurse herself.
Everything is scam.
Scam, yeah. So nobody can tell if you're a virgin or not. So don't let anybody deceive you into thinking they can. It's not possible. No doctor.
Unless the person is a prophet.
And I don't know why God would even take his time to reveal to a prophet if you're a virgin or not. Like, why does any prophet need that information about you? So it's just, the question is funny. So we just move on to the next one, which is, do I need to tell the guy I had sex with before I have an abortion, and what rights does he have?
He has every right to know, because if you decide to have the baby, you are going to ask him to pay for child support, right? So if you are going to get an abortion, you definitely have to tell him. He has the right to decide if he wants you to keep the child or if he wants you to abort it. But then,
so I think there's no answer to this question per se, because it depends on whatever you guys have agreed on. I mean, while you had sex in the first place, why not use protection? Or some sort of contraceptives, like, I'm not being judgmental actually. I'm just saying, like, you should use protection or some sort of contraceptives.
But if the contraceptive failed,
well, that happens as well. But I just feel like it really depends on what you guys have. Like, is it your boyfriend? If he's not your boyfriend, then I don't think anyone would want to keep a baby with someone that they just had a fling with. Like, would you have a fling with someone? And
no,
of course not. Like, even me imagining myself as a girl, imagine I have a one night stand and get to pregnancy, I wouldn't even think of keeping the baby.
Abortion, like, is legal in
no. So I think the guy deserves to know. Yeah, he deserves to know. If he's your boyfriend, I think he deserves to know, because he might actually want to keep the baby and might not be ready to be a father. But I think it's all left to you, because it's your body. It's left to you to want to have an abortion or not.
The question is very summer. God will help everybody. Whatever rocks your boat, I beg.
Right. So we read the next question. All right. The next question. So the next question asks, does sex feel different with a condom?
Yes, definitely. Yes. Some people react to condoms, and for the guys, whenever, like, they
react. When you say react, what do you mean?
Some people are allergic to latex.
Okay, that makes sense.
And for guys, they feel, what's that word? Whenever they have sex with condom, they don't actually feel that process.
Like. Okay, so I would say yes, sex actually feels way different with condoms. Not like I've had sex before, I'm a virgin, but
my chest.
What's that supposed to mean? Now?
Yeah, I sense.
Sex actually feels way different with condoms, because, like, that thing is blocking the sensation, and the sensation is the motivation to go harder. She gets so.
I don't die.
So, like, that's the motivation she gets. So, like, we prefer, most guys, I think girls as well, prefer sex without condoms, but it's actually the safest way, right? Like, it's proven to be the safest way to have sex.
Thinking about
really, what's the point?
Really,
like, how does abstinence
is
help anyone?
100%. Condom is like 98%.
No, condom is like 98%, right? Is it even up to 98, too?
Yeah.
Are you sure? 98. Anyways, you can always search that on your own, but I don't think condoms are up to 98% safe. What I do know is that condoms make sex less, you know, sensational, and that's it. Okay, so the next question reads,
how can you avoid STDs?
How? Nostomy.
Number one, abstinence. Two, use of condoms. I think that's all.
Yeah, that's all.
That's all.
Because contraceptives, they only prevent pregnancies. But they don't do you any good when it comes to STDs.
And by the way, I hope you all know the meaning of STDs. They are sexually transmitted diseases.
Yeah, I'm sure. I'm sure, yes. My people know what STDs are. Okay. Thank you. Thank you.
You're welcome. You're welcome. You're welcome.
So yeah, that question is very, very simple. Like, it's straightforward. The answer is precise. And Nostomi just answered that. So
stop,
we just
calling
move
me Nostomi.
On. So we just move on to the next one. So this question says, how do I ask a partner to use condoms or to use a condom? I think that's not a hard thing to do. I think as a lady, I think it's ladies who would usually make this request, right, Tommy?
Yes.
Because we guys, most of us don't really care, but ladies. So if I was a lady, I think what I would do is, if I'm going to see a guy and I know that meeting might lead to something intimate, I would get mine, like my own condom. Maybe not a female condom. I could get like male condoms. They are really cheap actually. So I could just put them in my purse. And when I get there, I tell him, because it's my right to say that I want you to use a condom. So I could just get mine, right? And when we are getting right into it, I'll just say, I want you to use a condom. Like, there's nothing hard to say about that, in my opinion. It's just you demanding something that you want. Like, either you use a condom or no sex for you, bro, because I need to protect myself, right?
I couldn't have said it any better. Good work, bro.
So
next
that's,
question.
That's just it, right? So the next question is actually a sensitive. Is it sensitive?
It isn't.
Okay, it isn't. It's a not sensitive question.
People might just be ignorant.
It isn't sensitive. So it isn't sensitive.
How does pregnancy happen? Pregnancy happens when the sperm of a man meets with the ovary or egg of a woman.
Eggs.
And it becomes fertilized. That's how pregnancy happens, in the simplest way.
All right. So that's a really simple explanation. If you want to know more about how pregnancy happens, you could just use Google. Google would tell you everything you need to know about pregnancies, but that's the basic thing. That's just the basic, you know, movement. So we just move
on to
the
next question.
So this question is actually really complicated, if you ask me. I'm funny, yeah. So this question says, I have feelings for my best friend and we have different sexual orientations. Should I tell my friend? And if so, how?
Kill the feeling.
Okay.
Kill it.
Kill it. Okay, so this is actually hard, but I would just assume that these friends are, okay, a guy and a girl friends, right? But one is gay, one of them is gay, which this question doesn't really say which one. But I think if you are in love with someone and the person has a different sexual orientation, like, there's no point even telling them in the first place. I mean, how does that help anyone?
Doesn't help you. It doesn't help your best friend. It might even destroy the friendship.
The friendship,
altogether.
Right? Because it will just create this awkwardness between you guys every next time you meet. You understand? Like, you guys might actually try to hide it or hide it.
But
that awkwardness, the moment you say it out, that awkwardness will just come from disguise and fall on you both. So I think no. If that different sexual orientation wasn't there, maybe you could have had a chance. But if it is, man, and for those who don't know what sexual orientation means, it's just your sexual attraction, like
who you are attracted to.
Are you
attracted,
homosexual?
Are,
like,
you pansexual? Are you bisexual?
Do you understand? So that's
are
sexual orientation. Are you gay? So that's basically it. So No, you shouldn't. You shouldn't say anything. Keep it to yourself, bro.
Kill it.
Kill it. Oh my god. Okay. Okay, this question is the funniest I've seen this night, because we are recording at night right now. So this person is asking, if I discover that I'm pregnant, how do I tell my parents? Don't tell them.
Don't tell them. You have to tell them at a point.
Okay, you have to tell them at a point. Okay, let me tell you what me I will do.
Get ready to, die small.
To die small, right? Okay, this is what me I will do as a lady, right? I'll go to my sister, because my sister, I'm really close to my sister, right?
You gather your siblings first for family meeting.
So I'll go to my sister and tell her first. My sister will first shout, Baolo sheshe, the usual, I'm a Yoruba boy, so Baolo sheshe, how did it happen, and all this kind of talk. Then my sister will arrange a meeting with my mom, and I definitely won't be there. And if I'm there,
you sit like 50 meters away.
Away, yeah, because even if you sit 50 meters away, you are still not safe, my brother, because slippers can fall on you. But my sister will be the person I'll tell first, so my sister can tell my mom, I can actually tell my brother as well. But if I'm a girl, I'll be more comfortable talking with my sister or telling my sister that kind of thing. Right. So there's going to be a whole lot of slippers involved, trust me. Or omorogun.
And you'll be a lot of processing.
Turning stick.
You'll be eating first, you'll be eating that.
So
I did not see my period. The one will say, okay.
Funny thing is, my mom might actually notice even before me, because mothers, African mothers, are very observant. Right, to me, like, my mom can just come and say, you want more? Ojo e, she want white, right? Ojo e pale, girl.
What the misconception?
You know, stuff
all
like
those
that.
Those aren't signs of pregnancy.
Okay, says nurse to me, so I hope you're learning. So it's actually going to be hard, like, in an African home. Jeez, you're in a whole lot of trouble. Except me, I don't even know what the exception is. You're in a whole lot of trouble if you get pregnant when you are not 20 or when you are not married or anything like that.
If you are about to get married, they might do the shock. Oma reduce,
yeah, like
that
you have a fiance,
a
like,
and
it's okay.
You already know the person. Okay.
It's not fair, right?
You can fast track the marriage thing, but
if that's not the case,
you're still in school.
You're done for, bro. God damn.
Maybe they saw yourself for like 2 months.
So just don't get pregnant, my dear. Join it real alone, don't get pregnant. Okay. So that's it. So our next question is about vulvas and penises. So this one says, I saw a picture of a vulva or penis and mine doesn't look the same. Am I normal?
Yes, bro. You're definitely normal.
Yeah, girl. You're normal too. See, so the thing is, no two
penis or vulvas look the same.
Do you get okay? I think the right thing to say is vulva. I think the right thing to say is vulva, because many people actually mistake vulva for vagina. So the difference is that vulva is the outer part. That's the part that you see where the clitoris, the labia majora, minora, and all that.
And urethra
and all that, and the vaginal opening.
Yeah.
While the vagina itself is
the one that you
the inside of it, you understand? The one that your fingers sometimes go in. I know, right? That's why we're here, baby. So that's the one the penis penetrates. So that's the difference. The vagina is the inside, the vulva is the outside. So no two vulvas are the same. Just like no two vaginas are the same. They have different lengths,
different shapes, different sizes.
You understand?
You see some, they will curve like down. Some they will curve up.
Up, yeah.
Some pull straight.
Straight, just like penises. So it's basically the same thing.
I'm talking about penis. I'm talking about
vagina. Okay, you're talking about penises. Because right. Vaginas don't curve. Yeah, vaginas don't curve, right? But it's basically no two sexual organs are the same. You understand? They have like the same similar
characteristics,
outlooks and characteristics,
but then the shape and the size,
they differ some a lot actually. So the answer to that is you're okay, you're good. Don't compare your kidney to your friend's kidney. So she'll get. So the last question for this episode, because looking at the time we've spent, I think this episode is up to 20 minutes long or more. So we just end this episode with
right
this question
here.
Mm-hmm. So there's going to be a part two and probably a part three, because there's a whole lot of questions. But for this one, this first part, this is going to be the last question.
Okay.
So you have to read it. All right.
Last question. Says, what is an emergency contraceptive? An emergency contraceptive, as the word says, emergency, is a kind of contraception that you use in case of an emergency. Let's say,
like your house is on fire,
and you have an unplanned sex, and the both of you happen not to have condom.
A condom.
So you rush to the pharmacy and buy an emergency contraceptive. Mm-hmm. And it can be used within 72 hours.
Some within 100 and something hours.
Like, I don't know about that. Right. But the common ones we have, yeah, the postinor, post-pill, they are to be used within 72 hours. And disclaimer, if you are ovulating at the time you have sex, emergency contraceptive won't work. What's that?
Oh my god.
Yeah. If you read the leaflets, there's a leaflet they put in those pills. So if you read it, they will tell you that if you are ovulating, it is likely not to work.
Likely.
Most of the time it doesn't work, unless God is on your side. Or maybe your mom used to go to church. I used to pray very well.
So that's it. And in case you're wondering, you've heard contraceptive before, so now you're confused, like, okay, contraceptive, emergency contraceptive. So like Tommy said earlier, emergency contraceptives are contraceptives you use in case of emergency, like you've had sex and you didn't use any form of protection, like condoms, like barrier protection. So you use that, you actually use those like immediately or within a couple of hours.
Even if your partner pulled out,
yeah,
you still need to use, because
to be
pulling
honest,
out is not 100%
effective. In fact, I think it's less than 80% effective actually. So
yeah,
it's a really, really risky game to play. All right. So my point actually is that there's a difference between emergency contraceptive and actual contraceptives. Actual contraceptives are long term, like those pills, like weekly pills that you take, or daily pills.
Or the injectables. Or the
shots.
One you insert in your vagina. Copper T.
Yeah, that's IUDs, right?
Yes,
IUDs.
Right.
So that's basically the difference. So emergency contraceptives are to be taken once, while actual contraceptives, you can take them once, but they are long lasting, like 3 months a year.
And you're not supposed to take emergency contraceptives regularly. If you know you're going to be having sex and you don't want to use condom, or your partner says he wants to be pulling out, we all know pulling out is not 100% effective. Mm-hmm. Get a permanent contraception.
Yeah.
The injectables are easier. They are 3 months. They last for 3 months or 2 months.
Mm-hmm.
So they are easier to use. And well, let's just end it there.
So pulling out is not a good thing. In fact, pulling out is to blame for majority of, you know, unwanted pregnancies out there. So you guys should be safe.
And there's nothing like my pull out game is strong.
Strong, yeah. There's not like you're just lucky, honestly.
Oh, you're impotent.
You exactly right. You're either just lucky all the time or you're impotent. Cause like, why? No, but it's the truth though. It's the truth.
Because
yeah. It's just a game of luck, which is not, it's not, it's
like football.
It's not worth playing, honestly, because if you help him finish. Alright, so guys, that's the end of this episode. We have now come to the end of this episode.
Yes, at last.
And yeah, we had fun here. We felt good feeding you guys with all this fun information, and we do hope you guys enjoyed this. I hope that you guys come again like you always do.
Yeah,
and
come.
Listen to the
emphasis on come
and listen to the next episode. I can't assure you that the next episode will be a part two of this one, but you guys should be expecting a part two.
Let's now say the closing prayer, please.
All right, you all should have a nice day. I hope to see you next week. Yeah, see you.
Virtual see.
I hope to see you next week, and I hope that you share my links, because like I always say, that's the only way you can support me. You know, I can't take your money.
Hey Joe, you have no idea.
Please,
last year.
Please. Share my link. All right, so thanks for listening. Have a good day and bye.